Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Nun Vav. We'll start on the bottom of Nun Hey Amid Beis. Four lines from the bottom where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Lesle Breira Minolon. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a din of Breira. How did we get into this, Rabbi Yehuda? Your Breira, Nish Breira. So that's yesterday's Gemara. But Bekitzur, the Gemara said, back on Nun Hey Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said, back in Mesechtes Shkolim, which we learned not too long ago, that there was no shofar for kinei choiva. What means kinei choiva? There are a number of yidin and kai so that have to go and bring a kan, such as a zov or a zova or a yoledes aniya, as well as a person who has to bring a korban chatas oyle v'yored, and he's in the middle category, as well as a mitzvah who is an oni. A number of people that have to go and bring a kan. Kan means a pair of oifis. And as you know, whenever you're required to bring a kan of oifis, then automatically one is going to be a chatos and one is going to be an oila. And there are major differences between chatos and oila by the oif. Yes, you're wrong, of course, by him. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So everybody remembers, Baruch Hashem, that the special inyan by oila so oif is that the Mitzvah Adam, Azoras Adam is the Malami Chotasikra, and that's Oila, 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 meaning that the Oila Sa'oif is the Mala three ayins in a row. Hashenkin the Chatzah Sa'oif is below the Chotasikra, which are always very ironic because by the Behemah it's the other way around. With the Chatzah's Behemah you have to go and put it on the four Kronis all the way on top, while a regular Oila is below the Chotasikra is down below. But when it comes to the Oifis, it's switched around. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda said, don't make a shoif. A shoif, as you know, means a pushka, where you put money in to go and buy karbanis. So as the Gemara brought yesterday on the Amid Beis, the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, there were 13 shoifarois in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them was for kinim. Parshat Pshat kinim means kinei choiva. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, there were none for kinei choiva. Why b'mnei ha-teruvis? What says teruvis? The Gemara gave one teretz initially, which the Gemara rejected. We're going to refer to it a little bit later in today's daf. But the main reason the Gemara gave was for a second reason. What was the second reason? We're afraid that chas v'sholom gzeira mishum chatos shemesu ba'aleha. This is about two-thirds down Nun Hey Amid Beis. The end of the line is Ki Osar Abdimi Omar Amimerovener Erzisol. They said that what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Don't have Kine Choyvim Nei Atarubis Kzeira Mishim Chatos Shemesu Balea. What says Chatos Shemesu Balea? Maybe one of the people that put money into the Pushka unfortunately passed away, and therefore all the monies in this pushka are now all mixed together. Some of the monies should have been used, would have been used, could have been used for bringing the chatos hu oif. However, unfortunately, the person passed away. And we know that chatos shemesu ba'aleha, then the chatos goes lemis. It's one of the chomish chatos mesois. And even though we don't have the actual live animal, but the same, or in this case, live oif, but the same thing applies to the money. That money that relates to a chatos shemesu ba'aleha also goes lemisa. Now you can't kill money, but you can go and take the money and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda was nervous. The teruvis that we're talking about is that if and when we hear that someone passed away, rachmana litzlan, what are we going to have to do? Not only will we have to throw away those matayos, like Morris said yesterday, as we'll see in another moment, that it should be arba'a zuzi for one oif, four zuzim. That was that's how much they charged at that time for one oif. So that those four zuzi are mixed in together with numerous other zuzi, both of that individual as well as other people that put money into the pushka. And so therefore says Rabbi Yehuda, don't have such a kan choiva, because you're going to spoil it for everybody. When you have money that was dedicated for the Karb Mechatas, which has the status of Misa, then that Teruvis will aser all the rest of the monies. In fact, back in Kochim we learned that if the Chatas was a live animal. You had been makdish an animal, and then the person passed away, and this animal got mixed in together with numerous other animals.
Even a thousand!
All of them would have to go to Misa because the animal will not become bottle. It's a dog, a choshev, it's an animal. And here too, the matbeah is a choshev and matbeah. Gelt is gelt. We all know that the whole world brings a haram gelt. And so therefore, it's a dog, a choshev, it does not become bottle. All of the monies now in this push are going to become osur. And therefore said, Rabbi Yehuda, stay away from a kan choy. Okay.
With the korban chatas, there's no ability if the person passes away to turn over the chatas to their children?
You can hand it over to the children so that the children will have the mitzvah of having this chatas go to misa. Or you can give it to the executor, or to the bezdin, or to whoever. But you cannot use this chatas anymore. It goes to misa.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Freit Dimara, five lines from the bottom of the Amid. I don't understand what the whole issue is. The Nivrar Arba Azuzi, the Nishni Bemaya, the Hanach Nishtari. You have inside this Pushka, Ichvais, altogether 100 Zuzi. Take 4 Zuzi. Rashi says 4 Zuzi is a Cheshbin for 1 Oif, which would be the equivalent of the Chatzis Oif. Take 4, any 4. Just lift it, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and now say, all the other 96 should be mutter and continue bringing karbonis for everybody. To be able to go and choose 4 from among all of the matbeas, since I had no idea which matbea was put in by the nifter and which was put in by anyone else, as well as even the nifter put in money not only for the chatzisoy but for the oilisoy. So everything is mixed together with taruvis. So if you would hold Yesh Breira, you're right, I'd have a good answer. Pull out 4 Zuzi, throw it into Yam and say, it's Barla Mafreya, that these are the Zuzi that were put in by the Nifter, and everything else should be kosher. However, if you don't hold Breira, you can't do that. Frey Dimar Minolan, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Breira Ilay Mimi Hodit Na? A very famous Mishnah which comes up numerous times in Shas, whenever you have the Sugya of Breira, Gemara always brings this Mishnah. First day in the Mishnah, Halakiach Yain Berakusim, Hakusiyim. Person bought wine from the Kusim. Now, in later generations, the Gemara tells us there were goyzer on all the wines of the Kusim that you're not allowed to go and drink it, period. And the main reason why they were goyzer that is because they found that the Kusim, unfortunately, had all become Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They found on the top of Har Gerizim that they were worshipping a statue. And therefore, although initially there was a big machloikis with the Kusim were Geirei Emes or Geirei Aroyois, eventually they said, forget about Geirim, whether they're Geirei Emes, Geirei Aroyois, makes no difference, they now all have the status of Oivdei Avodah Zarah. But that was in later generations. We're now talking in a time where you were allowed to go and buy wine from the Kusim, and you were allowed to go and drink the wine. But since we're talking about an Eretz Yisrael, you gotta go and give trumais umasreis. And as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, in one respect, the Kusim were worse than Amei Haaretz. What do you mean? Because normally if you buy wine from Amei Haaretz, the halacha is that you do not have to go and give truma, because you can assume they gave the truma. You only have to worry about maestros. Even with the maestros, was it Rav Yerchan of Mazakir, Rav Yerchan Menuri, somebody went and found that the Roiv Rubam of all of the Amaratzim did give Truma some Maisers, but there was a small percentage, and therefore they made the special din of the Mai. However, the Gabi Kusim, they assumed for sure they didn't give. So what do you got to do? I have to go give Truma some Maisers. The problem is, it's Friday night. Now, here in our Gemara it says Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. This Gemara comes up, or this Mishnah comes up in 4 or 5 other places, and there it doesn't have those 4 key words. And therefore, there are 2 pshatim as to when this is taking place. Kuli Alamoid is taking place late on Friday. Is it still Friday day, or is it already Friday ben Hashmoshes or night? So, in fact, depending on which Rishon you're looking into and which Gemara you're looking into, there are different pshatim. Rashi elsewhere, Masech the Sukkah, says, and we'll see Rashi shortly in a moment, maybe have the Rashi over here too, ben Hashmoshes. Rashi there says, ben Hashmoshes. Or if you want, In the Moisef Rashi we have over here, four or five lines in on the left-hand margin. Moisef Rashi, fifth line. Yayin mi ben akusim, be'erev Shabbos, ben ashmashos. Oh, it's ben ashmashos, that twilight period. Is it Friday? Is it Shabbos? Kinesani b'tei sefta. Bikinesh olav ayoyim, ve'ein lo'im malish lo'is b'shabbos. Ehotnish, he doesn't have wine for Shabbos. He might not even have Coca-Cola. Oh, no. Ve'ein lo'im p'nai l'hafrish. And he doesn't have the time to be mafrish. In fact, it's questionable whether you can be mafrish, because after all, it's now ben ashmash. Oy, ein imoy kemim tohoyrim lahafrish latoychan truma umaisa. Or maybe he doesn't even have kemim tohoyrim. We'll speak about that in a moment. Vikusim geri emes choshem lahu, at this point in time. However, the ein eretz yisrael nifkas mitushasa al yedehem. Excuse me, if a Kusi owns a farm, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not Nifkad, doesn't go away just because it belongs to a Kusi. And therefore, Veim Chashudim ala Maises the Al HaTruma. We're Choshed not only on Maises, but even on Truma. Vulekam Yaharet, Cherubin Ma'asrim, Vekulam Afrish and Truma. Avakusim Chashudim al HaKoyim. Valakiach Mehem, Tzorch Le'aser Vadai. Ashmin and Hocha, the Kusim, Hashidi, Atruma, Kiritoni, Shneilug, Shneios, Lehafish. So, unfortunately, the Kusim, you cannot trust them. Even though there are other Gemaras that tell us that the Kusim on those mitzvahs where they were makbid, they were even makbid sometimes even more than Klal Yisrael. The point is, the Gabi, the Kusim were, many of them for themselves were very religious, but they were not religious vis-a-vis others, because they did not darshan the inyan of lefnei iver lo yisita nichshol the way Chazal darshan it. They just understood it parshat pshat. If you see a person who's blind walking down the street, don't conveniently go and put a block in front of him so that chas v'shalom he should trip, which of course is the parshat pshat lefnei iver lo yisita nichshol. Chazal teach us it has to do with make sure not to cause someone else to chas v'shalom be over an issur, and that's the type of stumbling block we're talking about. The Kusim didn't darsh in the Pasuk, and they said, for me, I'll make sure that my Shabbos is going to be kosher and tahor, and everything will be perfect. The Yid, that's his problem. Let him worry about it. I'll send him wine. If he wants to go and give Truma some mice, because I'm tight. If he doesn't want to, oh, it's not my issue, that's his issue. That was the Kusim's perspective. Shoy. So now, if it happens to be on Shabbos already, it's already Friday night, everybody comes home, the husband says to the wife, please, let's take out wine, we have to make Kiddush, and the wife says, I got a problem. What's the problem? I have here a bottle of Kusim wine. Uh-oh, Kusim wine. Did you give Truma some Mises? No, I didn't have to give Truma some Mises. I thought you did it, somebody else did it. I didn't give Truma some Mises. That's one way of learning Pshat Gemara. Another way of learning Pshat is talking back on Friday, and it's almost Shabbos. Lechtzin is at 8:05. It's already 8:15. It's already after Lechtzin, before Shkia. Everybody's nervous. Everybody's running in all directions. Can you do Trumas and Mises now? Yes, Shnell, let's try to do Trumas and Mises on the wine. They're looking for Kalim, and they don't have any Kalim to pour off the Truma and the Meiser into. Look at the last two lines of Rashi. Halakiach Yaim ben Akusim, says Rashi, Kodim Shigozulay, before the Goyzer, that you're not allowed to drink their wines. The Ainlo Kalim Lahafish Latoychan Trumas and Mises. So Rashi is talking about that it's still on Friday. Because if it's Friday night, we don't need to come on to your Kalim, Nish Kalim. We have another overriding concern. What's that?
It's Takin Mana.
It's Takin Mana. It's Midrabana, not Minatayra, but it's still Takin Mana. That's why Rashi that we quoted before from this Moisef Rashi gave us the two reasons. Either it's talking about Eimai Panay Lahafrish, it's already too late, or Ein Eimai Kevim Tahirim, even if it was still Friday, and you could theoretically still give Truma some Mises, but he couldn't pour it off. He doesn't have Kevim Tahirim to pour it. He can't go and take Truma and pour it into a Tummy Dikakli. So we are stuck between the rock and the hard, and the hard something or
other.
The hard place. Atzazai. So what are we going to go and do? He gets up and he says, Rabbi Sai, Shnei Lugan Shari Yosel Lahafrish Ari Hain Truma. I cannot be mafrish them now, either because I don't have Kalim Tahirim, or because it's already Shabbos, or it's at least Bein HaShemashes. I'm going to be Metakin Mona if I'm going to go and be mafrish the Trumas and Mises. So you know what? I'm not going to be mafresh now. I'm now making a statement that in Yetzishem Motzei Shabbos or Sunday morning, I'm going to go and get kelim. I'm going to go and pour over the truma into the kelim. But in the meantime, those two lugan shani osila hafresh that I'm going to go and pour over on Motzei Shabbos or Sunday, hariyein truma. I want them to be truma already from now. And after I'm finished with the truma, I want that asara, the next 10 should be maasarishayin. Now Tosis already points out that the 10 that we're talking about maasarishayin is lav dafka. It's not exactly 10. Why not? Because if you start and go for the 100, and you go and subtract for 100,
two.
Let's say 2. Why should we take away 2? And there's another good reason why. Because the Gemara said, you're taking off 2, right? He's a mitzvah bein in this guy. Yeah, exactly. So he had 100, he subtracted 2, we're down to
98.
And now if you're taking 10% of 98, how much would that leave you with? And the Gemara says over here, Asara, my solution. What's going on? Oh, so look at the small toises on this umrit in the middle. Asara masarish and tisha masarishani lav dafkin. Is that really ten? Sharikimin shekvar notol min hakuf shnei lugin the truma. Since you already took off 2 lugin from truma, and the oily yichleim, you don't have 10 left for masarish. V'tisha lemasarishani min hanoisar. You also don't have 9 for masarishani. That's already an extra tikkun gemara. Getting back to the gemara, after you take off your 10. So then you're left with, okay, if I started off with 100, let's assume we take a full 10. Let's not make 9.8, that makes it really complicated. So I started with 98, it becomes 88. So from 88, how many do we have to go and give? It would be 8.8. And the Gemara says, Tisha. So again, Loidak, Lav Dafka, etc. As these are Toises. Krav is interesting. There's another Toises elsewhere, where Toises says that the Asura Masurishan is Dafka. Why is it dafka? Because although the person is giving 2 lugin, he's only doing that midrabah. Mina toira, how many do you have to give? Chitachas by teres sakri. So therefore, you basically have all 100 lugin or whatever the shear is, just minus one little chitala. You cannot go and jip the levim and give them 9.8 because you want to enhance the status of Khan. You want to be a frima, you want midrabah, you want to give the Khan. You're a nice guy. That's really lovely. That's beautiful. But why should the levim lose that? Levim are entitled to get kemat 10, 9.99999, because of one little chita, you know, that doesn't really do much to reduce the full 100. But most of the Mepharshim learn like Tosis, that once with Rabban you give 2, you're down to 9.8, and then for 10% is 9.8. Okay. Anyway, Sasara Maisrishin, Tisha Masrishaini, Umechel Vishoisim Yad Dibramel. What means Mechel? The word Mechel here is like to be Mechalel. Mechalel means even after you set aside the Master Shani, we want to do the maximum that you're able to do, either still on Friday, even though you don't have Kalim, or Spanish Moshes of Friday night. You want to do the maximum. What's the maximum? Although I cannot physically go and remove the Truma and the Master Rishon and the Master Shani because of the problem of Tikkun Mana Midra Manan, however, I can go mi mechal the Master Sheni. What means mechal Master Sheni? Well, as we know, if you don't want to go and schlep the Master Sheni all the way to Yerushalayim, you can mechal it on money. Obviously, on Shabbos, he's not going to pick the money up, but he doesn't have to. He says, everybody knows that I have in my second drawer, I have their money for purposes of chilul Master Sheni, and we mechal it right now. And that's permissible to do, because we want to be mesakin as much as we can be mesakin. Let's look at the Rashi here. We're going to learn all the Rashis on this Amid. So, Rashi, Umeichel Master Sheni al Hamois, to Mashir Yesh Biyod Lesakin Yisakin. Whatever tikkun he can do, we allow him to do. Now, why is this tikkun any different than all of the other tikkunim? Because all the other tikkunim require a maisa. He has to go and pour off and remove the 2% for the truma, the 10% for the maaser rishayin, and the 10% for the maaser shayini. However, over here, he doesn't have to pour off anything. It's just going to be bedibur, just like all the others are bedibur. So he's machal the mois bedibur by saying that it should be chal on the money. So mashi yadu sakin yisakin. B'shoyisim enaturulis.
The mois is in the truma for a row.
How is he going to go drink? Let's wait one moment for your question. And now he's able to go and drink from the gun to Teruvis. You like Caleb. When he has Caleb, this is actually the Shitosai. The problem was he didn't have Caleb to him. When he has Caleb, he averaged by my Truma. Oh, my sir. The Samchin Rabreira, the Loyma Zehoya Truma, the Hu Shosa Chun. So getting back to your question, Brother Shai, the question is resolved.
Yeah.
Brother Shai was asking, how can this person possibly go and drink? After all, there's Truma and Meiser all mixed in. You're 100% right. And if you hold Ein Breira, you could not drink it because you're drinking basically Tevel. All the Truma and the Meiser are still in this liquid and still in this bottle and this barrel of wine. The only reason why we permit it is based on the thought of Breira, that what Yesh Breira, that you have to make a statement. You can't go and Sunday morning say, oh, on Shabbos I drank Tevel, and now let it go to Mafreya. No, you got to make a statement now on Friday or Friday night, and you make the statement that the two Lugim that I'm going to be Mafrish, and the 10 that I'm going to be Mafrish for the Masrish, and the 10 for the 9 for the Masrishani. All of those, in Yetz Hashem, they should be Chal Lim Mafreya retroactively to now, so that when I'm drinking, I am drinking now pure chulin, and I'm not drinking chas v'sholem any tevel. That's why Rashi ends off the samchina breira, v'loyma zehoya truma. The two portions that I take off of matzah Shabbos Sunday morning, those two portions of truma, the two lugin, those were truma from now. With me, I didn't separate them. Yeah, yesh breira works from afreya divrame.
This is all truma d'rabbanan.
Why is it truma d'rabbanan?
This was he say that this one worked. You say it worked over, right? So lugin needs to be.
The Rashi over here doesn't go into the details, but the Rashi that we quoted from the Moisef Rashi says that this Gemara assumes that it happened to be Geri Emes, regular Geri, as well as the Ein Eino Yehudi Nifkas, the Ein Eretz Yisrael Nifkas Mikdushosa Al Yedeh. Even though the Kusim are the ones that own this land, who cares? The Kedusha of this land happens to be totally intact, totally Mole Kedusha, like all the rest of the lands in Eretz Yisrael. So he's a tremendous. So bottom line is,
what's the Rabbah?
No, it's the Araisa.
No, we say that they took. We assume that they took.
True. Let's look again at the Moisef Rashi. Do you have Moisef Rashi on the side in your Gemara? You maybe have Likute Rashi, which is slightly different.
Likute Rashi.
Okay. Would you mind?
Yeah.
The question is, you have. I don't know. Are these the same Gemara?
Yeah.
We have for all four hours.
Shall I just take mine?
Yes, just take mine
temporarily.
Temporarily. Moisef Rashi
on the left margin. On the left margin on the base.
Yeah. You see the fourth line. Okay, Chayim Ben Akusim.
Yeah.
Berev Shabbos. Ben Hashemashes. Kirush Abliyam. Ein leMalishtois v'Shabbos. Ein lePenai laHafrish. Oy Ein Imoy Kelim Toidim. The Hafrish of Toichen Truma. The Kusim Geri Emes Choshev Lo. The Ein Eretz Yisrael Nifkaas Miktushosa Al Yedeh. Veim Chashudim Ala Maisus the Ala Truma. Veloika Ami Oritz Shiruba Maasrin Vekulam Afrish and Truma. No. Abakusim Chashudim Ala Koil Valakech Mehem Tzorch LaAser Vaday Vashmin Hocha the Kusim Chashidi A Truma, not only on Mais but even on Truma Ketani Shnei Lukim Shnei Osla Afrish, etc. Rashi in Masechet Chul. So it's crystal clear.
Yeah.
There's a chiyav deraisa, there's a chiyav vadai, truma is a maaser.
Usually, the
Gemara doesn't distinguish, but other Gemaras do distinguish whether you hold deraisa or not.
So yeah. We're saying that the kusim are among themselves are strict kosher and yasher, but because they're selling this tevel to a regular Jew, they say, let him bear the sin.
Exactly. Caveat emptor. Anyway, all of this is fascinating, but we haven't gotten to Rabbi Yehuda yet. We want to establish a Rabbi Yehuda less lay breder. We have now established a Rabbi Meir is lay breder. Okay.
That's the story.
Okay, Brother Shai, you're on top of it today. Let's look at the Amid Beis. Nun Vav Amid Beis, top line. Rabbi Yehuda, oh! Rabbi Yehuda, that's who we've been searching for. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Oisrin, they say, no good, you cannot do that. I have no wine for Shabbos. Make Kiddush on Chalas. Or go next door and borrow wine, making sure that there's a kosher Erev so you can go and carry the wine. But you cannot be mesakin it on Shabbos. End of story. Ah, Zokta Yomara, as well as you can't do it on Friday. If you have no Kalim, you can't start playing around and say, well, what's the Shabbos, Sunday morning? No, no. Doesn't hold a brain. Zokta Yomara, Alma, Ein Brain. He can turn on, Kim, and sit some attendance and sound for like, it's Grois Chashivas, Grois Akuvid, Grois Akuvid Fagnik. Menu. So the Gemara tells us, Alma Ein Breira. So we see from this that there is no, you don't allow for Breira. Okay, so that's the Makoyer of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. Aleidik, finished. Talking about me, my, who says that that's the reason Rabbi Yehuda? Tell Mishani Hosam Kiliktoni Taima. Maybe there's a brand new reason. What's the reason? Amru loy l'Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon said to Rameir, "Iat the moide shemi yibaka no, even him to shoyset tvolim l'mafreya." What happens on Friday night? We made kiddush, we drank from the wine, based on breira that we're assuming that in Yetz Hashem at Aibish himself on Motzei Shabbos Sunday morning, we're going to go and give the trumas of maizes immediately. Guess what happens? Friday night after everybody goes to sleep, unfortunately the barrel sprung a leak. Shabbos morning they wake up, there's no wine left in the barrel. Nebuch, all the wine has poured out, it's gone down into the drain, into the sewer. Nishkiblim gunished, there's nothing left. That being the case, what are we going to do now? There's no way of giving Shubas and Isis anymore. It's poof. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon are saying, you know why you shouldn't do this, Rameh? Even if we were to hold the Yesh Breira, yes, Breira works, you're 100% right. But there's no way that you can go and keep this wine in existence 100%, because there's a good chance, Shem Yibaka Noit, maybe the Noit is going to leak, it's going to break, it's all going to pour out. Noit is a barrel. Or a flask, a container.
It's ironic because usually Ramirez is one special for me. Here he's like, yeah, I'm not going to worry about it.
Exactly. Well, we'll see in a moment. It doesn't work. Well, we're not back at Ramirez yet. We're only so far Rabbi Yehuda Pesach from Shimon. So therefore, you have no right that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. It could very well be Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. But he's afraid that it's all going to pour out. By the time Matzah Shabbos comes along and you're going to want to go and give Shulman some Isis, they won't exist anymore because they will have all poured out. And into Shoyset Tzvonim Afreya. So instead, you're drinking Tevo from the very beginning. The Omelan, and what did the mayor answer? Likishivaka. I'm not worried about that. When it happens, then we'll worry about it. So now, Barry said a moment ago, but don't we always hold, according to the mayor, that Choshen Lemiyuta? So Rashi says, there's an Eitzah over here. You can go and appoint a Shoymer. You can have someone watch this Noid from Friday night until Matzah Shabbos, make sure he shouldn't fall asleep, and he's going to watch it to make sure that it doesn't break. And if it does break, what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to hold the pieces together, or he's going to have to try to find some other kalim or do something.
He can't. There's no kalim. That's the whole problem. That's the problem.
Exactly. But the Shoymer hopefully will make sure that nobody tampers with it and breaks it. Presumably, if it just stands in the corner, what's the likelihood that it's going to spring a leak or that it's going to break? It's usually because somebody's tampering with it, picking it up, putting it down. Oh, I'm going to stop by mistake. Da da da. Bum bum bum. The dishes that you have in your cabinet in the kitchen, usually they can stay there 100 years, they don't break. It's only when somebody removes them from the shelf and takes them down, the guy slipped and it fell off and then it breaks, right? So he have a shoyma watching it, nobody should touch it. Bottom line is, we have no right to Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. Ella, I have arrived from another famous case, but it's only Ayoy. The Tony Ayay, I learned in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain other masal shei devarim ki echad. Eliyim bo chacham lemizrach eruvay lemizrach ulemarav eruvay lemarav. Avlekan ulekan loy. What is all of this about? We'll see the Rashi in a moment. But the Rashi is going to tell us that there are really two separate cases going on in this brisa of Ayay. The first case is, or one of the two cases is, that there's one rabbi that's going to come for Shabbos, a scholar in residence, and I want to hear him. But the problem is, he's not coming to my community, he's going to another community. To be able to get to the other community, I have to put up an Erev. But until Friday morning, when I was inquiring, where is Rabbi Smith going to be for Shabbos? Is he going to be in Mizrach, or is he going to be in Maariv? And everyone said, we don't know. Plans can change. Rabbi Machshav is Belavish. Who knows where he's going to be for Shabbos? So, to be on the safe side, I put away two Eruvim. one Erev on the Mizrach and one Erev on the Ma'ariv. Now you can only use one Erev on Shabbos. You can't have two separate Eruvim. So one of them will be Chal. But the problem is that Friday night, I don't know where Rabbi Smith is going to be Shabbos morning. I'll wait until Shabbos morning. As I go to Shul, I'll hear people coming from either Mizrach or Ma'ariv also with the benefit of an Erev, and I'll be able to ask them, did Rabbi Smith come here? Did Rabbi... Oh, he came to Mizrach. I want the Erev from Friday night. That's the one that should be Chal. Or, I heard he came to Ma'ariv. I want the Erev on Ma'ariv to be Chal. When is the Chalois? When do Erevin become effective? At the time of Benish Moshes. You have to make sure that you put down your Erev before Benish Moshes. And then at Benish Moshes, then it'll click either for Mizrach or for Ma'ariv. Now that's one case. In that case, Ayoy says a contributor, it works. Then, if I didn't know where Rabbi Smith was, and I only heard Shabbos morning, that he's the Mizrach, and I say, okay, if that's the case, I want my Mizrach one to work, it works. However, there's another case, and that is two guest scholars in residence are coming. One is coming the Mizrach, one is coming the Ma'ariv. One is Rabbi Smith, and one is Rabbi Jones. And I heard that both of them are Mapik Margolius. Both of them emit pearls of wisdom whenever they speak. And they're both fantastic. But I don't know which one yet. And I'm going to think about it overnight. I'm going to discuss it with my wife and with my kids. Should we go to Rabbi Smith? Should we go to Rabbi Jones? And yo, nish, yo. Shabbos morning, I make up my mind. I'm going to Rabbi Smith. I haven't heard him in at least 30 days. I want to hear him. He does a great job. Okay. But I didn't know Friday night. So Friday night I put up two Erevin, one the Mizrach, one the Ma'ariv. And now I say, I decided Shabbos morning, I want to go to Rabbi Smith. Halacha is no good. Well, why is this any different in the first case? First case, I also didn't know whether Rabbi Smith is going to come to Mizrach or the Ma'ariv. And I said, well, we'll find out in the morning. I found out, Baruch Hashem, guess what? I found out it was the Mizrach. My Erev works the Mafreya, Yesh Breira, and it all works beautifully. However, when I have my two rabbis, Rabbi Smith and Rabbi Jones, no. I made up my mind Shabbos morning. It doesn't work the Mafreya, it doesn't go. So let's go again. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Titani Ayin. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ein Oda Masna Shtei Devom Keacher. A person cannot be Masna on two different things. Means in this case the two different rabbis. Elim b'chacham l'mizrach eruv l'mizrach l'malamarav eruv l'malamarav. If there's only one chacham, that works. Av l'kan l'kan. When I have two chacham and I don't know which one I want to go to, loy, that doesn't work. Vavinan ba. And when we learned the Gemara in the Bismedish, people ask Maishna l'kan l'kan loy. What difference does it make? It's two rabbis or one rabbi. What's the reason? The Mizrach Ma'ariv Nami Ein Breira. The same thing by one rabbi. Whether he's going to be a Mizrach Ma'ariv, I don't know. Isn't it the same case? What's the difference? So let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi is the second line for the Tam. Ein Oda Masa Shnei Devarim Kechad L'Nich Shnei Eruvin Echa L'Mizrach V'Echa L'Ma'ariv Shema Im Yevoyu Shnei Chachomim. If two rabbis are going to come, Echa L'Mizrach V'Echa L'Ma'ariv V'Leiman La'ez Mehen She'erze Eilech L'Mochor. Next morning, I will make my decision finally. Am I going to Rabbi Smith or am I going to Rabbi Jones? Doesn't work. The fisha knias eira ben hashmoshesi. You have to be koina the chalois, the effectiveness of ben hashmoshes. Ukshizeb boira lemachar oizishirtsa. If he's going to make a choice in the morning, loisachina breira loimar hovra sha eira vlitzad chacham ze. I'm not going to go and say retroactively that's what I would have meant, could have meant, should have meant. No. By two, it does not work. If it's only one Rabbi Smith who's coming, and I just don't know whether it's Mizrach or Ma'ariv, then who must? Then he can make it tonight. That works. Be lekana lekana shnei chacham lemokshe eretz eilech loy the ein breira. So the Gemara said, "Vavinimba, I don't understand. What difference does it make?" The Chasoka Daitach Ben Hashemosh is Adain Chacham Loiva Vu Baalachsein. The Chacham is still en route, a lot of traffic. Baruch Hashem, he doesn't have to go and still drive in his car. He's en route. He's walking, and his talis and everything is already in shul. So he's just walking on his own, and Baruch Hashem, he's within the tchum. But I just don't know whether he's going to arrive in Mizrach or Maariv. But Baalachsein Yochel Lobi Mishchachshuf Mizrach Ulam. It's a situation where he could equally go to Mizrach or to Maariv, and therefore, Frank Dimara, why do I say the Gavi Chacham Echad it works? Mizrach or Maariv Nami? Kishatola ze eruv bedasa Chacham loymar yikna eruv leruach she Chacham ba lo ein breira shein b'shem benish moshe so yibedash Chacham leruach shekenega. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yisai, we have to find a very good, strong, cogent reason why, in the case of the two Chachamim, the double Erev Mizrach and Maariv does not work because it ain't Breira. But if I have only one Chacham, it does work.
Two Chachamim, we know where they're going.
What do you mean we know where they're going?
We know that Jones is going to east and Smith is going to west.
Yeah, it was
going
to be the other way around, but that's fine. Yeah.
All right, so it's the other way around, whereas the case of the one Chacham, we don't know if he's going east or west. So the guy's giving, so he's not committed to any one direction because he has to see where this guy is going. But in the case where there are two Chachamim, he knows already where they're going. He just now is deciding which one he feels like.
Wait, you're on the derech. I know you're on the derech to Mizrach or tomorrow, but you're on the derech to the Gemara's text. The difference between the first and the second case is the case where there's only one Chacham. The Chacham has already arrived in his place, either in Mizrach or in Maariv. For that matter, the two Chacham have also arrived in their places. Everybody is home where they're supposed to be for Shabbos. The Mizrach rabbi is supposed to be in Mizrach, he's there. The Maariv rabbi is supposed to be in Maariv, he's there. So what's the difference? The difference is, I, Friday night, don't know where the Chacham is. And therefore, since I don't know, I say, Rabbi Sai, I don't know what he's in Mizrach. I don't know what he's in Maariv. There's only one Chacham. I'm deciding right now, I am going to that drasha tomorrow morning, come heaven or high water.
Come east or west.
I'm going. I just don't know whether he's east or west. So, when I find out tomorrow morning, when I'm going to go to shul and I'll ask people, did you hear where Rabbi Smith, yeah, I heard. Well, everybody knows. 25 people are all going to go en masse to hear Rabbi Smith speak. So, all you need is what we call a giloy milsa ba'alma. You don't need any decision. I made my decision Friday night. At the time I put my Erev away, I said, I just don't know whether he's Mizrach or Maariv, but I'm going. So all you need is a Gili Milta. Gili Milta means you only have to find out the facts the next morning. When I find out the facts, it will work retroactively to the night before, that's where I had in mind and that's where I wanted to go. Everybody knows, I told everybody in town, I'm going to Rabbi Smith's drasha, I don't care where he's going to be, as long as he's within the tchum, or within my Erev. So therefore, no decision had to be made, I only needed to find out the facts where he landed up. In the case of the two Chachamim, on the other hand, even if they both are in their places, I have to make a decision. Friday night, which Chacham are you going to? I still don't know. I have to think about it overnight. We'll see. Depends if I dream well, if I have good dreams, not good dreams, if I have a good night's sleep. I don't know. See, he's going to make a decision Shabbos morning. You want to make decisions? Oh, no. Ein breira. Gilui milza works, but making decisions doesn't work, and that's the difference between the two cases. Okay, so bottom line is, now we have the Makor, the answer to our question. We wanted to know, how do I know Rabbi Yehuda ein lei breira? We know it from this case of Ayoy, from the case of the two Chacham. And therefore, going back to our original case when we started off, if a person wanted to put up a kan choiva and everybody should go and put their money in, says Rabbi Yehuda, don't do it, because there will be, chas v'shalom, a situation where someone who put the money in may pass away. Afterwards we'll find out, we heard that Nebuch, Mr. Smith, no longer Rabbi Smith, Mr. Smith put the money into the kan, he passed away, all the money is mu'urav, and it's all going to have to go to the Yam HaMelech because of the fact that it has chatois meses mixed in. And don't take out the four matdeis, because of Yehuda holds ein breira. Joking mark. Mahashti diamrila Rabbi Yehuda ein breira, hoksiva islay. But he does hold the din of ksiva. What is all of this about? When we were learning yesterday's blot, and as we hinted at the very beginning of today's omelet, today's daf, how did we start off? Rabbi Yehuda said that they didn't make a shofar v'kinei choivim, they had teruvis. And we quickly jumped into the second reason, that the teruvis is that maybe the person chas v'shalom is going to pass away, and therefore all the money inside will be safik oila, safik chatas, chatas meisim v'alea, etc. But the Gemara had a totally different reason initially. What was it initially, the first reason? The reason is because there are two shofars, one for kinei choivim and one for kinei nedavim. And since one is a for choiva, one for in the dava, those are totally different, because the choiva has in it 50% of the money is for chatos, and the for those which are in the dava are all totally oila. And maybe by accident the person is going to put the money into the wrong pushka, or maybe by accident when the kahanim are going to go and bring the kabanas, they're going to mix up the two kinim, and hey, guess what happens? They're going to go and use the choiva for the dava and the dava for the choiva, and they're going to have all types of oifas which are supposed to be brought, lamala being brought lamata, lamata being lower lamala, shetzan, tsuris, tsuriris, we're going to have a lots of problems. So that's the teruvis problem. See, Mora says, I have a good answer. Why don't you go and write down big, big letters, this is choiva and this is nedava, it'll be crystal clear. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like to rely on ksiva, because you might not focus, a person might be a little spaced out and he won't look so carefully. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds the din of ksiva. This was the Mishnah that we quoted earlier, back on Nun Hey Amid Beis, which is Shloish Esu Sheforus Hei Mikdash Voya Kosuv Alei, and there was ksiva on each one of them. Takn Charetim, Takn Atikin, Kinen, Kosvi Oyvet, Ram, Baram, Baram, and six more for Nedava. So you see that you did rely on ksiva, because otherwise you got 13 pushkis. Which one is for the new shkolim and the old shkolim, and which one is for the kinim, and which is for the eitzim and the levoina, which is for the nedava? So you see, and this is the Rebbe Yehuda. Is Rabbi Yehuda that was quoted at the end of that segment of the Mishnah. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is like ksiva. Breaking more yet, if Rabbi Yehuda holds the din of ksiva, breaking more by uns v'nichtav alayu. Why don't we go and go back one line? Haksiva isla yom kippurim nami navid trei. On yom kippur we should go and make two. What? What are we talking about? So we have to go back to the Mishnah. Where
a
kan, exactly. And we should have a kan. What's the masmet the kan? We go back to the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. What does it say in Nun Gimel Amid Beis in the Mishnah? It told us that how did the Kohen Gadol do some of the avoida on Yom Kippur? First he went and took the par, and he shechted the par. And now he took the blood of the par into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he went and he spritzed it, and he went to Oskarif and Achas, Achas, V'Achas, Achas, Ishtayim, the whole 9 yards. Now, when he's finished, I'm looking at 6 lines before the wide lines of Nun, Gimel, Amud, Beis, Achas, V'Sheva, Yotze, he now left the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the Nichoy, and he put down the Mizra, which had the par blood, and he put it Al Kan Hazov Shebehechel. There was a Kan Zov, he put it down nicely, fine, good. Now, what does he do? He says, sorry, now they brought the Sor Hashem, and he shechted that, and the Kibbutz Mizra Kesdoma, and he went again Lefnai Velefnin, and again Achas Lamal, Vesheva Lamata, Achas, Achas Viachas, Achas Vishtayim, and now he's finished with both the Hazois, the Zrikos of the par. He's now finished with the Zrikos of the Soyer, and he comes out, he leaves the Kodesh Kedoshim, returns now to the Hechel. Yotza, the Nichoy Al Kan Hazov Hashayni Shebehechel. Say the Chacham, there were two. Why were there two? The first one, which is currently occupied by the par blood, now he's coming out with his Soyer blood, he puts the Soyer blood on the second Kan. What is he going to do now? He's going to pick up the par blood from the first Kan, and he's going to start doing hazois in front of the paroiches inside the heichel. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need two kanim, you only need one. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to Yisham al kan echad, b'vod. Why? Because what did he do now? He brought in the dam hasoir, he took it out from the Kodesh Kedoshim, he brought it back into the heichel. not a dama par. Let the kohen gadol pick up the dama par from the kan. V'nich dama sar, you put down the dama sar, and now take the dama par. V'izem mimenu spritz al haparoiches 7 times. Everything is fine. I don't need to make 2 kanim. 1 kan is enough. Just remove the par blood which is sitting there. Take it in hand. After all, that's what he needs it for now, to go and do the further hazois in the heichal, and put down the dama sar. And that one, you don't need to do it.
And isn't there a slight problem here, because he has to do some of this now with his left hand, and except for the ladle of chafinas katoras, everything had to be done with the right. So now if he's taking with one kan, he has to do some of this with his left hand. So it's an
excellent question. There's no avoid that going on over here.
Right.
He's just picking it up.
There's no
part over here. He picks it up. What's that?
There's no avoda in turning and walking on the mizbeach or all these other things. It's not a avoda to walk. Nevertheless, we always said derech yamin. It seems to be a hakpada that to do everything with the right, even if it's not quote unquote an avoda, with a capital I N.
That part about the is. All of those are machshirim, if you will, for avoda. He's going up to the mizbeach. I'm not sure that the two are related, but they're both yamin for sure. That the avoda has to be done yamin, the Gemara learns from etzba and koyin from the pasuk. That you have to go around kopinish at the koyin al yamin, learn from another limud.
Okay.
But regardless, here all we're doing is he's putting down the kan shell soir. But there's no room because there's only one kan. No problem. So I'll pick it up momentarily with my left hand, put it down, then I take it back on the right hand. Not even any chaylocha done through smart.
What is it going on with these?
Exactly. Like a pencil. So anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, so over here too, Navitrei v'nichtav alayu. Since we just concluded that Rabbi Yehuda holds Islek Siva, because he is one of the authors of that Mishnah in Shkolim, and it says at the end of Rabbi Yehuda, and it says at the beginning of the Mishloi Shesvi Shavar, so you, but you cost of Aleihem. So, you know, the Baruch Hashem, the Bismigdish has enough money, let them go make 2 kanim, 1 kan for the par and 1 for the sar. You worried about that you're going to make a switch? Nichtav alayu, let him go and write down par and sar. Everyone mishav chutzu the kohen gadol lava daite. The kohen gadol nebuch is schwitzing the whole day. He hasn't eaten anything. It's Yom Kippur, and he's doing all the avoda. So, in his haste to get everything done properly and efficiently and expeditiously, he might make a mistake. After all, he won't be totally focused. Par nesar, he can mix up the two bloods, and therefore the best thing is only have one such kan. So at all times he's going to have to hold on to one of them. You don't have to worry that after he puts down the two of them, he's going to say, you know, let's go out for a little fresh air. We'll be back in a minute, and then he comes back, eeny meeny miny mo, and he takes the wrong one. No. You only have one kan, he won't have that mistake, because at all times he'll be holding on to either the par or the sar, and he'll know what the next avoid is. Zorti Mora, the Ilay Tei Mahochi, I'll bring you right, Blei Ksiva Nami, even without Ksiva. Isn't it easy to be able to discern the differences between par blood and sar blood? Hai nofish vaizutin. By par blood, you're going to have a mizrak full of the gallons and gallons of blood. But the one they talk about, the sar, is a much smaller animal, there'll be much less blood. Maybe you're going to go and tell me that the Kohen Gadol is not going to stick around to go and fill up the mizrak with all the dama nefesh of the par, because you don't need so much. You're just doing hazois here, hazois there, but there's no need to go and fill it up all the way to the top. But Rabbi Yehuda, Ashreichet Zorishi Kabbalah is called Dama Yishopar. No, you can't be in Kabbalah everything. Shinema, the ace, call Dam Hapor Yishpoich Al Yisoy HaMizbeach. That whatever blood that you have, you're supposed to take all of the blood, all of the dam and nefesh, that is, and then whatever is remaining after all of the zrikas and azois, you pour it out on the yisoid and mizbech. So you see, there's an inyan to take all the blood. So everybody will be able to see it. Par, ooh, holy cow, look how much blood there is. So much less. So it's easy to go and recognize the differences. Besides that, maybe as the Kohen Gadol is walking up the steps from the Azara to the Ulam, to the Heichel, maybe Nebuch tripped and some of the blood spilled out, and so therefore the quantity is now more or less the same. This is white and this is red. Now when the Gemara says white, of course we don't mean that the blood of the Sur is white. We just mean it's not that same intense red quality or red color like you have from the pot. Compared to the par's red, this is an off red. It's a, maybe it's pinkish compared to our real strong red. And therefore, says the Gemara, anybody that has any experience with any of these animals knows immediately this is par blood, this is serpent. Says the Gemara, El Mishim Chushan Kayin Gadalava Daite. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that he might make a mistake, even though there's no reason to make a mistake, the volume and the quality of the color will show you quickly which is a par, which is a soil. But says Rabbi Yehuda, since Chus the Kohen Gadol is weak, Lava Daiti, he's not focused on the color and on the quantity and the quality of the blood. So even if I were to make two separate ones and write the big letters, this is par, this is soil, he might not pay too much attention to that, and it might come out to be a taruvis problem, and he's going to mix it up, and therefore just make one kan, and that'll make things much easier. Now the Gemara tells us a story.
Before we
yes.
You read from the source of Shas, Yisod Mizbeach Ha'olah.
Yeah, Yisod Mizbeach Ha'olah.
So we're talking about Mizbeach Ha'olah.
That's for the Shirai.
That's the one. We're talking about Mizbeach Chitzon.
Exactly.
Okay.
After you finish the Ula Hazoy,
Soda Mizbecha, that's what I was doing. Mizbecha Ola, I was like, wait, there's no Soda Mizbecha.
Exactly right. So in the shrine, you have to take him out.
Thank you. I just want to confirm this Mizbecha.
No problem whatsoever. You'll remember the Gemara here or later on says that's the difference between the 47 and the 48.
Right.
If you hold that the Shirayim is Ma'akiv, so that's number 48. Yeah. No Shirayim, not Ma'akiv, worst comes to worst. 43, 47. Good. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, it's Nochamo.
The Harus of Mizbeach of the 43 was.
You put it on all four corners?
We haven't gotten to the last 11 yet. So far, we've only gotten to the 32.
Yeah.
We got both for the Parvasor, 8 and 8, with Nigel
right.
Then,
right.
And then another 8 and 8 inside the Heichel and the front of the Parvasor.
Yeah.
So far, that gets us to 32. We still have to count for at least another 11. But B'yetz Hashem, we will see that 4 on the Mizbeach and 7 on the Mizbeach. We'll see, Mitchum, that's 11. And then the question is, would he split up the Parvasor blood? Because if he didn't split it up, then you have to do Par separately and Parvasor separately, and another 4. Well, Mitchum, we're not there. But getting back to our Gemara now, our Gemara tells us a story. Ahu denoch is coming to Rabbah. There's a Baal Tefillah who's davening on Yom Kippur. And as we all know from our Machzorim, that one of the major parts of the Chazoris Hashatz on Yom Kippur, of the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, is we have the Atakananta, or the other one is Atenoish, Miroish, whatever. So you have the two different versions, but they both are the versions of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, Yeshikoyach. So the Gemara says that this Baal Tefillah started davening, and he said in the Avodah, Omar, Yotze v'inichay al kan sheni shebeheichel, the Kohen Gadol has now left the Kodesh Kedoshim, he has in his hands the Seir blood, and he put it down on the kan sheni shebeheichel. Now, who does this go in accordance with? Is this the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda?
Not Rabbi Yehuda.
Not Rabbi Yehuda. It's the Rabbanan.
Yeah,
so far so good. Now, what did he do? Not the dam hapar, the niach dam hasor. He took the dam hapar in his hand and he put down the dam hasor.
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Why is that Rabbi Yehuda?
That's what you said. You don't have two.
One.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you only have one.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do? You have to pick up the dam hapar in the hand,
right,
and you have to put the dam hasor down on that pedestal, on that.
So if he had two, he should have said he first puts down the dam hasor,
right,
and then takes the dam hapar.
Exactly right. Dos frek dimar. Amalei, so Rava said to the Baal Tefillah, Chodek Rabbanim, Chodek Rabbi Yehuda. One part of the davening, meaning in the first part of the sentence, you said, Hinich al kan sheni, that's like the Rabbanim. And then you say, Notel dam hapar, v'nich dam hasar, that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Ema, rather, what you should say in Shemoneh Esrei is, Hinich dam hasar, the Notel dam hapar. That in fact, like the Rabbanim, there were two such kanim, when he comes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, first he's going to put down the dam hasar, he's going to take the dam hapar in hand for purposes of doing the further hazois inside the heichel in front of the parochas. Good. Talking about right. These are men of the parochas kineged oroi mibachutz. Now, once again, we've left the Kodesh Kedoshim. We're inside the heichel, and once again, the Kohen Gadol continues spritzing, and he does that in front of the parochas. Start Says the pasuk, "V'chein yasa la'oil moed hashoich itan v'soich demaisa." Yes, the same avodah that you did lefnai v'lefnim in the kodesh kedoshim, you do the same thing in the oil moed, meaning inside the heichal, in front of the brachas. So what's the kein yasa? Ma tam aloyim. What does the pasuk come to tell you? Kishem shemal lefnai lefnim kach maz beheichal and mal lefnai lefnim achas lemal b'shevel lemal amidam apar. Kach maz beheichal, same thing. Okay, shem shulfnai lefnim achas lemal b'shevel lemal amidam asar. Kach maz beheichal, same thing. That's how we have all together the 32 initial hazois of the 43 or 47 that we're going to talk about. And the pasuk continues on. V'chein yasa la'oil moed hashoichen itam betoichen u'moisam. Afilu kishah shehem tameim. Even if Chas v'shom Klal Yisrael tamei, Shechina imam Klal Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Then this tameim could of course mean literally tamei, and tumahutra b'tzibur. Or, what the Gemara is telling us, even if we are tamei with sins which have soiled us, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, B'nei b'chayri Yisrael, these are my children, banim la'mokayim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is still with us, Shechina imam teich tamei. The Gemara goes off on a very, very short tangent, a ma'isim da tzedaki. Amalei Ahud Tzedaki. Now, Tzedakis, as you know,
long one.
Yeah, exactly. But here, there's another gear. So not Tzedaki, and the Surah Shasahu Mina. Mina would mean that he would be from the early Christians. Mm-hmm. The Anshe Yeshu Anotzvi, Tamid Yeshu Anotzvi. Tzedaki, rather, is from the Talmidim of Tzedek, who unfortunately had differences of opinion with the Rabbanah, with Chazal. We had that back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and that's the reason why we had all those Malois by the Paraduma, because it's like you wanted to be frumer and to go and say you can't use a Toriyim, it has to be totally Tori, it has to be a Urave Shepsh. The reason why it doesn't say Min, it says Tzedaki, because the senators took out all the references to the Christians because they were afraid that we're making fun of them. Exactly, and many of them did. And so, Amalei Ahud Tzedaki Lerbchanina. Hashta Bori Tmeim Atun Tichsiv Tumasa Bishuleh. So this Christian is making fun of the Jews. That's why it's much more mistaken that it's a Mina and not a Tzedaki. Because Tzedaki is also among the Yidin. Okay, he has his differences of opinion, but he's still a Yidin. And he says to Klal Yisrael, Hashta Bori Tmeim Tap Rashi, Vadai Tmeim Atun. You're Vadai Tmeim. Then Shchinesh Beinecha. But you are Tomei, so Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to get close to you. So you're deluding yourselves when you think that you're doing all this avodah, you're going to get atonement. Kadosh Baruch Hu continues it to Mayim, and he is vacated a long time ago. He's no longer with you. Amalei. So Reb Chanina answered him. Tochazim maksibahu. Look at the passage that we just read. Ashoichin ita b'toich tumas and afilu b'zman shein tumeim. Shchina shiruye beinayim. Therefore, that's why we're hopeful in Met Hashem, even if we're not pure as the Kadosh Baruch Hu would want us to be. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu will once again be Shoreh Shchina with the Binyan Bayis Hashlishi B'Meir B'Yameinu. Amen.
Amen.
The Hazos that we're doing, the further parochas,
yes.
What kapara is it targeting? Is this on Tumas Midrash Kedoshav?
Yes.
Of Bnei Yisrael?
Yes.
So why are they called Tmeim if they're Mamish? If they're Bali Avera, but to call them Tmeim, but to call them Tmeim, it's an incorrect word, because the whole purpose of this...
You're saying very good. I think the reason why the Gemara uses the word Tmeim is because he's quoting from this Pasuk, Tumasa Bishulem.
Okay.
Referring to Klal Yisrael, since the Pasuk used the expression Tumah, he says,
okay.
You guys are Tumah.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, Baruch Hu.